Today we celebrate Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, which that's the first word from our entrance antiphon, rejoice. That's why I am wearing robes. Again, it's not pink. As I always say, Jesus did not pink from the dead. He rose from the dead. So it's rose. You know, I came across a story of a young girl by the name of Emmy Brown. She was about 10 years old when she passed of a rare brain cancer. And that was just last year. She liked sparkles and princesses. And she loved to draw and write. And one thing her mother saved and shared was a little line that little Emmy once wrote down. And I quote, "Strangers are just friends I haven't met yet. Strangers are just friends I haven't met yet." Maybe this is an overly simplistic idea. Maybe it is the convoluted lack of logic of a child. Or maybe her words speak to an ideal that we should all practice in our lives. Just having an open mind and welcome heart to all people. For you see, in the gospel, we see an odd picture as John the Baptist and his disciples treat Jesus almost as though he is a total stranger. Not simply because we know that John and Jesus may have been kin of sorts, but it's because it's also likely that Jesus was influenced by John. After all, John the Baptist, 8 chapters earlier, immersed Jesus in water. Yet, from prison, we see that John sends his own disciples to question Jesus and to inquire whether or not Jesus is the one to come. Nor, in other words, are you the Messiah? Is Jesus the Messiah? John and his disciples were looking for the Messiah, the one for whom John was preparing the way. The problem was, the way this Jesus of Nazareth was acting was, well, perhaps not unbecoming of a Messiah, but very different than many expected. First century Judaism had many different images of the Messiah. A Messiah from the priestly caste. You know, one that's descended from the line of Levi. Some expected a Messiah who was a prophet like Moses or Elijah. You know, those big names in the Old Testament. Others wanted a warrior, you know, a military leader like that of David. Remember that during this time, they were under Roman occupation. So think of Judas the Zealot. John's own disciples were looking for someone who would wield the axe to the root for the impending judgment day. That's why they were preaching, John especially was preaching repentance. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then comes Jesus of Nazareth. This Jesus of Nazareth, though, was a stranger. For one reason, he didn't fit the mold of any of those images of the Messiah. But secondly, because the image of Messiah he conveyed was one that no one expected or had ever really considered, you know, a healer, the healing Messiah. How strange an idea for the Messiah. Has the Messiah really come to simply heal people's blindness, you know, and deafness? How could a healer ever change or help or transform the people of Israel? But Jesus invites his inquisitors to see how healing has done just this. If only they open their eyes to see the joy the people know through wholeness, you know, through healing. The blind can see, the lame can walk, lepers are cleansed, deaf hear, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Perhaps the reason Jesus seemed such a stranger to John the Baptist or a strange Messiah was because his messiahship was so personal. It's so personal. No, the Messiah isn't a military leader or a warrior. What the Messiah must do cannot be done by force, but always by choice and cooperation. No, the Messiah isn't a judge. What the Messiah must do cannot be done by judgment, but by going deeper into the wounds of the world. And now we are in the third week of Advent. It's actually halfway for the birth of Christ already. And we are all very familiar with the Advent call to prepare our hearts. And we're very glad that Archbishop Vlasny came Tuesday and Wednesday to give an Advent mission. And he hammered that really, the preparation of our hearts, not just for the coming birth of our Son, but also the second coming. But that's only half the statement, the Advent call to prepare our hearts. That's only half the statement. We are asked to prepare our hearts for this strange Messiah who seeks to be friend and guest in our own lives. It is only in this friendship with the Messiah, this personal space we share with him, that healing can happen. Healing can only happen in the world if each of us is open first to healing in our own lives. The Messiah comes to each of us, to you and me, to touch our bodies, to embrace your soul, to offer healing to my spirit. No, to sit and dwell with us as a friend, to speak to us as someone who knows our hurts, our pains, our darkness, no, our shadows. Now, I know in my own life, it is only my deepest friendships and relationships that can speak to such places. I can only open to people that really know me. And Jesus knows this to be true. Our Messiah knows this to be true. And he comes seeking to heal all people, all of creation. And he seeks our participation in this process. It is with us and through us that he seeks to bring healing to the wider world, to all corners and places, not to all nations and races, to all homes. To all homes. If we call that the domestic church. To all homes, to all hearts and spaces. In fact, as a community, we can participate in Christ's act of healing. And like the Messiah, instead of judging others, perhaps we can offer healing when we listen to a person's story without judging. A recent example of this is Pope Francis, who recently opened a house in Rome for the poor. And in there, in that house, that the poor are listened to, not judged. Like the Messiah, instead of engaging the world with military prowess, we can offer healing in the world when we choose to put down our defenses and see others, no, not as strangers, but as friends. Like the Messiah, we can bring healing when we share the good news, the joy of the kingdom, the joy of the gospel. And today, we celebrate with joy, because the Messiah has chosen to be a healer. Today we celebrate with joy because the Messiah has chosen to be a friend. He speaks to our hearts, and through us, he speaks to the world. He speaks words of healing and joy. May it never be that this strange Messiah is stranger to us. May he always be friend and guest, and may he always be welcome. After all, here at this table, he always welcomes us. He makes us guests and he calls us his friends. And that is a joyful occasion indeed. Amen? And it's such a joy to celebrate that. And may that embrace, that welcome that we receive from God, that the joy and the peace that comes from our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, may that joy also be shared to one another, our brothers and sisters. Amen.